It's meditation retreat time here at the Absolute Monastery, Church of God Unlimited, School of the Master, University of Healing, Christmas 2008 Meditation Retreat. 10 meditation techniques. Over these next 2 days, we'll be sharing 10 meditation techniques with ourselves. We have the layout for the 10 subjects, and one is intuitive awareness, another, who am I, or whether, why am I here, and the other, to see the unseen, visualization, another, thought direction and control, another, invigorate the immune system, another, managing stress, starting Saturday morning, and then from tension to beauty, and anger has no home here, and beneficial blood pressure, and an eternally healthy life. Now these 10 topics seem to be chosen from random, but these 10 topics are 10 very important programs that guide us into the fulfillment of who we are. Now, we think we know it all already. We think we know who we are, and we think we know what we're doing. But just take, for instance, your first meditation this morning. At 9 a.m., you meditated for a half an hour on intuitive awareness. And you considered, I listen to my dreams, my visions, my wishes, and enjoy knowing my intuitive awareness flooding my thought. And as you gave this your full attention, sort of thinking, how could this be a meditation technique? And then you realize, as you listened to your intuitive awareness, as you listen to your dreams and your visions and your wishes, many wonderful thoughts came to your mind. If they didn't, you're dead. But many wonderful thoughts came to your mind. And thoughts of other people, thoughts of other circumstances, thoughts of the Christmas carol, thoughts of people doing beautiful things and circumstances. Well, bully for you. If you're going to think about other people, you're not thinking about yourself. And the whole purpose of meditation, this meditation retreat, is to help us zero in on ourself. So now, when you have the intuitive awareness and it says, I listen to my dreams and my visions and my wishes, what do you listen to? Do you listen to what someone else wishes, or do you listen to what you are? And when you listen to your dreams, do you listen to the dreams of would-have-beens or might-bes, or do you just dig right in there and say, I am taking a walk in the woods today, and I'm going in the pine forest, and I'm having a great walk in the pine forest. And I see the pine trees all about me. It's for you. You don't say, oh, yes, I saw a movie the other night all about pine forests, and I saw this. Or, oh, yes, I saw this girl skating. Oh, yes, I saw the reindeers, and they could fly, you know, and they could talk. I didn't know they could talk. And they could think, and they could feel sensitivity for other people. Well, how lovely. Reindeer really need to know to do that, don't they? That's really an important... Santa should know how to do that, I think. That's true. But reindeer... Well, now, what about you? Did you think that was nice that reindeer knew how to do that, but you wondered, gee, if I only knew how to do that? Yeah. Think about it. You see, all of these meditation retreat programs that we're having these 2 days now are designed to help you introspectively think into yourself. Intuitively be aware of what's going on. And then the second one you had this morning was, why am I here? Have any of you figured it out? I am here to be myself and have fun. I have but one purpose in life, and that is to be happy under all circumstances. Under all circumstances! Now, did you think, I could have been a little happier the other day when someone said something unkind to me. I could have ignored it and gone on and been happy. I could have, you know. And I want you to start saying, I do this. This is how I think. This is how I act. This is how I respond to life. And when you do that, then you're meditating truly from the depth of your inner being and shining forth with who you really are. And when you shine forth with who you really are, it's very wonderful, very powerful. Now this afternoon, you're going to have three wonderful topics. And the first one is to see the unseen, to visualize. Now, are you going to visualize what other people do, or are you going to, I think and see what I view in my quiet time, and the unimaginable, unfathomable lights up in me? No. Can you do that? Can you listen to your own inner heart and hear the magic and the music going on there that just makes you bubble over and makes you feel, wow, this is exciting? Or do you look at somebody else? You say Pollyanna could do it. You know, she could keep her thoughts happy and in the midst of all the unhappiness that was going on. Now, why not you? Why not me? It's just a matter of our choice. Of what do we concentrate? You're terrible. Now, do we concentrate on someone saying to us that we're terrible? Or do we concentrate on someone saying to us, hey, you did something that shook me. And so we turn our unconditional love on them and say, hey, I'm sorry, you're a wonderful person. I would never want to offend you or anybody else. I'm a wonderful person. And just take the full blame immediately for yourself, for whatever condition comes up in your world, because truly, you created it. Mm-hmm. And when I create something like that, and I admit to doing it, then it's over with. It's over with. Just so quick. But most of us have not had much experience in that area, so we don't realize how quick it gets over. Now, thought, direction, and control. 4 o'clock, you're going to consider this. I choose to think fun thoughts and select each thought for the result which I desire. Now, what thoughts do you think? What thoughts are you going to think during that half hour? Where you're going to think, I like my body. I like my mind. I like my soul. I like my feet. I like my eyes. I like my ears. I like my nose. You see, and are you going, I like my world. I like everybody I've created in it. Wow, did I create the neatest people in the world? I must be pretty neat to create neat people like that in this world. I always create winners. Wow, I must be a winner myself to create winners in my world. And, you know, it's true. It's true. Think about it. That's who you are. I choose to think fun thoughts and select each thought for the result that I desire. And then just before we get ready for supper at 5 o'clock, we will have invigorate the immune system. Now, we have done everything we can to de-invigorate the immune system. But every thought about my body immune system is upon its healthy functioning. If ever we have a thought come into our mind which says something's not right, we're the fool. We empower it. We look at it and say, there it is. Something's not right. I got an ache, I got a pain, I got a hurt. Oh, something's not right. And we empower it. Instead of saying, when the little ache or pain comes along, or a big one, you say, I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. My tummy is whole and perfect. My legs are whole and perfect. My arms are whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. Yes. Yes. I was using a reading program yesterday, and as I looked at the reading program, my eyes didn't want to focus like I'd like them to focus. And I said to myself, I know how to read perfectly. I know how to do it. And then I turned away from the program, and I did something else, and I picked up a magazine which had smaller type than the program had. I started reading it without realizing I was reading it. And without realizing I was reading it clearly and perfectly. And then I thought to myself, oh, I'm reading this clearly and perfectly. Well, I thought of, and then it fuzzed up. You see, it does that.
Yeah.
It does that to you. It fuzzes right up and messes you up when you do have that ability to see perfectly. And what helps you see perfectly? Tell me a word, please.
I thought.
Relaxation.
Ooh.
When you relax your eyes, you see perfectly. When you relax your attitude, you see perfectly. When you relax your thought, you see perfectly. But when you are tense, then the muscles around your eye tighten up and they won't let you see perfectly. Not that you can't, and not that you have some illness or some problem that's keeping you from. The only problem that keeps you from is that you're uptight, you're tense. And when you get relaxed, then you see perfectly. So we say, I invigorate my immune system, and every thought about my body immune system is upon its ideal healthy functioning. Now, what is one of the most powerful things that we could feed into our immune system? What is one of the most powerful things we could feed into our immune system?
I like me.
Relaxation. I like me. Relaxation. I like me. When you can feed relaxation into your immune system, what happens? It works perfectly. When you get your immune system all tense and uptight, it can't function.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't function. And it says to you, ha ha, you can't see a thing, can you? You're blind as a bat. You know? And then you say, I am peaceful, I am relaxed. And you walk out the door. It's pitch dark. And you say, I am peaceful, I am relaxed. And you open your eyes and look around. And it's just like broad daylight. It's pitch black outside, but just like broad daylight. Because you know, you're the light. You are the light. Not anything external to you, but you. And so you begin to see. Now, if you're going to carry a flashlight, like most of us do, then you can expect that you're going to need it. And then you're going to be unhappy because the flashlight goes dead. But yeah, you're the one who's going to need it. You're creating in yourself a need. And whenever I do that, then I'm in trouble. So I invigorate my immune system with every thought being a healthy, functioning, beautiful thought about my body. Now, tomorrow, we're going to have 5 items. We have 5 today. And Saturday morning at 9, we'll have managing stress, from tension to beauty, anger has no home here, beneficial blood pressure, and eternally healthy body. And tomorrow, as we begin our program in the morning, and as we have our thought today talking about it, I'm going to ask each one of you to give me 1 or 2 words which mean what each of the questions are that we're working on. So be ready for that. So you have 5 items tomorrow. So think of 5 words that support that item. Okay? Now, this is Christmas 2008 Meditation Retreat, Thought for Today, here in Campo, California. So be ready for a lovely afternoon filled with beautiful things to think about and beautiful things to put in your mind as positive thoughts. So, know that I love you eternally.